This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
How review aggregation sites can boost your book's success. Authors, learn how review aggregation sites and smart book review strategies can amplify your book's visibility and credibility in today's crowded market. Why authors should care about review aggregation sites. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you today about something that's honestly a game changer if you're an author trying to get noticed: review aggregation sites. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that just another place to get lost online? But there's more to it than that, especially when you're trying to get your book reviewed and build credibility. Here's the deal. Review aggregation sites essentially pull together book reviews from various sources, from blogs, book review services, and even free book reviews, and compile them into one place. What's great about this? For one, it saves you the time of hunting down each individual review because the site aggregates all of those opinions, ratings, and critiques together. And for readers, it's a one-stop shop to see if your book is worth their time. Let me break down why that matters so much for authors. Visibility. Being present on these sites dramatically increases your book's online footprint. When a reader searches for your book title or genre, chances are a review aggregation site will pop up high in the search results. Credibility. Multiple reviews stacked up provide social proof. Even if a few reviews are mixed, having lots of them conveys that your book is being read, talked about, and seriously considered. Feedback. You can gauge what readers really think, not just those left on Amazon or Goodreads, but across the web. Now, let's talk about the sources. Often, these aggregators pull from book review blogs, book review services, and sometimes even from free book reviews that small bloggers or influencers post. That's why submitting your work through book review submission platforms is crucial. It's a strategy to get your book featured and reviewed on multiple outlets, increasing your chances that the aggregator picks it up. One name you should definitely be aware of in this space is Feedback Frontier. It's a platform that pairs authors with reviewers, making the whole process of getting honest, thoughtful reviews more straightforward. Plus, they make review submissions easy and organized. So if you're looking to expand your network of reviewers without the usual hassle, this is the kind of service worth exploring. I want to point out something interesting about review aggregation sites. Not all of them are created equal. Some focus more on indie authors, while others might lean toward traditionally published books. Some aggregate professional critic reviews, and others lean heavily on user-generated feedback. As an author, understanding the landscape and choosing the right ones can really make a difference. Also, a quick heads up. Just because a site says it offers free book reviews doesn't mean you should rely solely on them. Many free reviews tend to be shorter or less detailed. Combining these with paid book review services or submissions to reputable book review blogs generally yields the best outcomes, especially when those reviews feed into aggregation sites that matter. So, what should you do exactly? Identify the top book review blogs and services in your genre. Make a list of reputable review aggregation sites where those reviews might be gathered. Submit your book strategically through established book review submission platforms or services. Keep building relationships with reviewers and bloggers to maintain a steady stream of fresh reviews. Monitor aggregated reviews to see how your book is faring and adjust your promotional strategies accordingly. Finally, to anyone serious about getting noticed, I can't stress enough, get your book reviewed today. It's more than just growing your review count. It's about establishing your presence in an oversaturated market by leveraging review aggregation sites effectively. By funneling honest feedback through trusted channels, you increase your book's chances of catching the right eyes. All right, that's the scoop. Using these sites as part of your book marketing strategy can seem a little confusing at first, but it really works when you know where to focus your energy. Think of it like building an online portfolio of what your readers and critics say, right in one spot. It's kind of like your book's highlight reel. So yeah, if you're ready to take those next steps, check out Feedback Frontier and start connecting with reviewers who are ready to help you get those critical reviews that feed into these aggregators. Your book deserves to be seen, and that means getting heard from all corners of the internet.